Bone Boy Speaks, episode 769, Sprint Fights Back. After having failed to merge with T-Mobile USA, Sprint has decided to, well, take on T-Mobile in the marketplace. Some of the changes that Sprint had come out with were really more aimed at Verizon or AT&T. Well, now they've made some specific overtures toward T-Mobile, one of which is they now are offering some sort of trade-in deal where you can basically pay off your ETFs or that kind of deal. And if you become a Sprint customer, well... okay, I guess if you really want to be on Sprint, and most of the experience I've had in the past on Sprint has not been so fantastic, as well as a lot of other people I know. But maybe that's changed now since they built out some more of their network. But still, I have no desire to go to Sprint. I mean, there's not much compelling there. Another thing that they're doing kind of as a political move is that they've come out in support of the Title II net neutrality regulations, which none of the other carriers have done, including T-Mobile, which it seems kind of antithesis for a customer-friendly carrier to sort of come out against it. But of course, Sprint is trying to curry favor with the people that read the press, which is to say, not very many people, to be perfectly honest. So I don't know I don't know the PR value of what they're doing. I guess it kind of sounds good on paper, but I don't know. I don't want to get into the net neutrality debate right now. But one other piece of Sprint news that's kind of interesting is so Radio Shack's going through some rough times right now, and it has a lot of retail stores that they kind of want to get rid of because they're not making as much money. And so the reports are that Sprint will pick up some of those stores in a transaction, which will help out Radio Shack. But it helps out Sprint because Sprint needs retail locations, more retail locations. They only have 1,100 company-owned stores, and so they need to keep up with the AT&Ts and Verizons of the world, which do have their stores. I think in Gig Harbor, the Sprint store that's here is actually operated by some other company. So I don't know if they're gonna disband the Radio Shack here in Gig Harbor. Not that I go to Radio Shack that much, but anyway, Sprint is of course trying to fix their network and get people to stay on it and move over to it. And unfortunately, Sprint has got a ways to go. And their product has been so bad for so long that I think a lot of customers have lost faith. So even if they improve things, I don't know how you get people to switch. They're probably going to have to go into all out price war mode in order to be able to get people to do it. And I don't think any of the carriers truly want that, because then as a consumer, maybe it ends up being good because you win, but all the prices come down, because Verizon's not really budging on price that much, whereas they are starting to experience the impacts of all of this quote unquote competition that's going on. So anyway, it's at least nice to see Sprint trying to compete. I don't wish the company ill, but I just, they have a tough road, and all this news, I guess is, they're trying to fight back, but they got a ways to go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.